This is Fresh Air. If you saw the movie The Big Chill, there's a chance you probably came out of it singing, "I heard it through the grapevine." Well, ever since The Big Chill, there's been a resurgence of appreciation for the Motown sound. But our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, says some of the most memorable music from that era came from now-forgotten Motor City record labels.
No doubt that in the mid-60s, the sound of Detroit was in the air. But although it'll dismay the nostalgia mongers to hear this, even during the heyday of Motown Records, the sound of Detroit, the sound of Black Detroit, was much more than the Supremes, the Four Tops, and the Temptations. The city's Black population had been making records since the early 50s, but the great stuff started coming in 1959. The first stars were the Falcons, a group whose alumni roster sounds like a who's who of soul. Their first hit was You're So Fine in 1959, but in 1962, they fired off one of the first great soul recordings, I Found a Love, with their new lead singer, Wilson Pickett. Pickett went on to make his best recordings later, in Memphis and Alabama, but his fellow Falcons, Mack Rice, who wrote Mustang Sally, and Joe Stubbs and Eddie Floyd, among them, made their marks, too. By 1965, Motown was doing great, but so were other Detroit soul labels like Lupine, Karen, Moira, Rick-Tick, Golden World, and Carla. Carla, for instance, had Dion Jackson.
You know love makes the world go round. And love, baby, makes the seesaws go up and down.
Love Makes the World Go Round was a huge hit for Jackson in early 1966. And over on the sister label, Karen, there were the Capitals, famous for the Cool Jerk. Rick-Tick, there was a singing group that had driven from the barbershop in New Jersey where it was formed to Motown's front lawn. The Parliaments didn't get a Motown contract right off, but Rick-Tick did get them their first hit.
Taking me.
I Want to Testify was George Clinton's first taste of fame, and it made him hungrier. Some of the great Detroit records, like Edwin Starr's Stop Her on Sight, SOS, even featured Motown's musicians. So did this session, which was done in great secrecy in Chicago, using the cream of Motown's session crew. Jackie Wilson's Higher and Higher even sounds like a Motown production, which makes sense because Berry Gordy started his career writing and producing songs for Wilson. Hey, this is just the most superficial survey of Motor City Soul from the 60s, but in this age of over-Motownization, I just had to put in a word for some of Detroit's other soul greats.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, the Rolling Stone history of rock and roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.